This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
He thinks he's internet famous.
Smoking on the Joe Burrow.
How's it feel to be headed back to the Super Bowl?
It feels great.
But you have no idea who he is. It's Aaron Ladd, and he joins The Drive with CDOT.
Yo, I didn't approve that, Aaron Ladd.
Let's
I swear to God,
I did. We got some imaging going now. It's big time.
Yo, that was bad.
Let's go.
All right, man. There's a lot to get into over the time that you are here. This is what I want to do. In celebration of the NFL draft.
Okay.
We are going to have our own draft. We also were going to do it themed around this because Express, and I know you, you have certainly spent a lot of time inside Express.
Every once in a while.
You've picked you up a nice shirt or a tie. You were going on a date with a nice young lady and went to Express to go get right for the evening.
I did. Absolutely. Rest
they
in peace.
Have filed Chapter 11 bankruptcy. The future of Express is uncertain. Where is the 17-year-old boy going to get his nice fit? We don't know. So what we're going to do is the 2024 mall draft. These are the rules. You can get four stores in the mall, and you get one food place. Let's be clear about what a mall store is.
Yeah.
You cannot pick Target. I know Target is attached to Ward Parkway Mall. You know Target is not a mall store. Best Buy is not a mall store. It's around malls. It is not a store inside the mall.
What about TJ Maxx?
I would not consider that to be a mall store.
Me neither. That's like a strip mall store.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit different. We're talking about a shopping mall store. You know the rules. Rob, do you know the rules?
Can I take Express even though it's defunct?
Yeah, you can take Express. Okay. You can take Express. All right.
And I have the last thing. Hold on. Can I take the food in whatever round?
Yeah,
the food?
You take the food whenever you want.
Okay.
We all get five picks. You can do that. All right? Everybody on the same board?
I'm in.
All right. I have the first overall pick. You have the second pick, Aaron Ladd. Rob, you have the third pick. Hit my music. This one is very, very obvious. There is no other pick. With the number one overall pick in the mall draft, I will be selecting Foot Locker.
It was on my list. I don't know if it would have gone 1-1 for me.
It's a no-brainer to me to take Foot Locker. Great store. Get you some nice shoes. You can get your fits there. You can get you a little backpack. Just, it's a great time waster. Go in there, look around, window shop store. Foot Locker, number one overall pick. I always wanted to work at Foot Locker. Never hired me. I wanted that referee shirt so bad, never got it.
You walked in wearing a hoodie, I'm sure.
They didn't hire me.
They saw your shoes and just said, eh. Number two, still a lot of meat left on the bone here.
It's a lot of great stores in the mall.
I'm going Macy's at number two overall. Department store, a lot of department stores here that you can choose from. But Macy's for me, cream above the rest. They've got those designer brands inside. You can get everything from bedding to a blender. I'm going Macy's with my first overall pick, number two overall.
That's a great pick. All right, Rob, you got the double. You got the back-to-back here. We're doing stores in the mall. If you missed it, Express is going Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Who knows about the future of Express? Rob, you got back-to-back picks here. Where are you going?
I'm going to go first things first. I'm going to knock out Finish Line. So the second best, it's the Jaden Daniels of quarterbacks.
I'd much rather have Champs than have Finish Line.
No,
you actually got the worst.
No.
You got the worst of the
shoe options. What are you looking for?
Case West?
Yuck. I'm not going to Champs. I got Finish Line. And then I'm getting the top food item available, Panda Express.
I don't know if that was the top food item available.
That's what I was actually hoping to get Panda a little later in the draft. I was hoping to get Panda.
It wasn't going to slide back to, you know, 9 or wherever I go next.
I
had to get it early.
A good Panda Bowl. All right, Aaron Ladd.
This is not going to be on the board when I come back around, so I'm going to take Aunt Ann's, my food, Auntie Ann's, the pretzel place. There is nothing like that smell of that cinnamon pretzel in the air. You can smell it at any department store from the food court, which is a mile and a half down the way. Auntie Ann's is what you think of when you think of mall food.
I can't believe you guys are giving me this option in the second round. It's not even close. Give me GameStop.
That was on my list.
An incredible mall store. I will happily take GameStop in the second round here. So right now I have Foot Locker and GameStop. Lad, you have Macy's and Auntie Anne's. Rob, you have Finish Line and Panda Express. Let me go ahead and knock out an anchor store here. Give me Dillard's.
Yeah.
You need, go ahead and get Dillard's here.
You needed some maturity on your list.
Yeah,
you,
let me get
your
a little
list
Dillard's
was
here.
Like
yeah,
a 16-year-old kid's list.
You
until
guys
that
were
pick.
You guys taking department stores way too early.
That's let me get a Dillard's
that's
here.
That's a solid plug-and-play safety. That's a fourth-round pick.
Yeah, let me get a Dillard's here. It's the third round. It's the third round for me. I love a Dillard's here. All right, Aaron Ladd, you got two picks here. You got Macy's and Auntie Anne's pretzel. What kind do you get? You get the cinnamon or you get the
cinnamon?
You get
every
the cinnamon?
Time.
All right, yeah. I love the cinnamon. Cinnamon's good.
You already took Dillard's.
I had to get Dillard's.
I'm going to go Borders, Barnes & Noble here with my third pick. Look, the bookstore.
When's the last time you read a book? Okay, all right. You got a store you would never go into.
But you know, if I'm in between
you
things,
got borders.
If I have like a, you know, like a Zoom meeting or something, and I need to look like you know, you pop into the Barnes and are these stores even around anymore?
I mean, Barnes and Noble's still around.
I'll take it.
Barnes and Noble's I can't still believe there. I'm getting this value at the end of this round. Give me Lids.
Overrated.
Lids is a good one.
Wait, how is Lids overrated?
Yeah, no, Lids is a good one.
It's like $50 for a hat.
I ain't never seen Rob wear a hat before either. He never seen Rob wear a hat.
I wear hats. I can't believe I got it in this round. And then I will take H&M with my fourth round pick.
Towing the line of a mall store there. What do you think?
I think H&M's a mall store.
Okay.
I've considered a mall store. I'm with you. It is. There are standalone locations. But the fact that, I mean, there is one inside Oak Park Mall, right?
I believe
there's
there
one
is,
inside,
yeah.
So, yeah, I would count it as one. All right, Aaron Ladd, where are you going here?
There's a couple things here. I could pull one just for the bit, do a joke, or I could actually go and build my team.
Okay. I mean, the joke is clearly Spencer's. You're thinking Spencer's because you're nasty. You used to go in there to look at the posters because you're sick.
You know, you're looking at the toys and things that are
sick.
In there. Yeah.
You're sick.
I became a man in that store.
You're sick.
I'll take Bed Bath & Beyond to close it out.
Mm.
Bed Bath & Beyond is a mall store?
Yeah.
You were going to question H&M, but Bed Bath & Beyond is a mall store.
I also have Sharper Image on there. Is that kind of close, similar in the neighborhood?
Okay. Yeah.
I should have just took Spencer's.
Mm. You know what here? I got to do it. I got two picks left. I got to do it. I gotta take Victoria's Secret. I got to. I gotta take Victoria's Secret.
You can't make fun of him for wanting Spencer's and do that. No, you can't have it both ways.
It's an elite mall store that appeals to all ages. It appeals to the 16-year-old. It appeals to your mom. Everybody loves Victoria's Secret. Everybody.
When's the last time you went in one?
It's been a while. It's been a while. I was thinking about taking Sephora. I was thinking about going Sephora is what I was thinking about going with the 10th overall pick. All right, the food option here is tough. The food option's tough because there's not really a great food option to me outside of Panda Express, because that's where I usually get my food from.
I gotta go Sbarro. Yeah. I gotta take a slice of pizza here. Yeah. That's not the food that I would get, but if we're going like traditional mall, I think you gotta go Sbarro here. Hold on, someone on the text line says, do you mean Bath & Body Works or Bed Bath & Beyond? Because Bath & Body Works is 100% a mall store.
I meant Bed Bath & Beyond.
Yeah, that's wrong. That's not a mall
store.
But
I should have took Bath & Body Works.
All right, we'll give you that. So you would take Victoria's Secret without the clothes. Okay, all right. I feel like they're the same store. Bed Bath & Beyond and Victoria's Secret are the same store now. One just has less things to offer.
You mean Bath & Body Works.
Yeah, Okay,
I was about to take Bath & Body Works. It's a great place to get a candle. It's good gift giving. Soaps. You're hating on that. Calling it weird Victoria's Secret is way off. Do you not have hand soap in your home? Like, where do you get your soap?
I'm saying at Victoria's Secret, they sell all of those things now. They're cornering the market.
I think the market's been cornered. It's called Bath & Body Works.
Okay, good point. Go in there and get you a little melon. You love girls that still shop at Bed Bath & Bath & Body Works. Go in there and get them a little lotion.
My mom got like a Bath & Body Works gift card for Mother's Day for like 4 years in a row. Because it's like it's a catch-all.
No kind of thought process going into it.
You know, get clean, make yourself smell good. Little bath salts or something like that.
What are you taking with your last pick?
I thought I already had my last pick.
You don't. You have four picks. You have Macy's, Auntie Anne's Pretzels, Borders, and you have Bath & Body Works. You have
Spencer's.
You have one more pick.
Spencer's.
Hold on. Does he have Bath & Body Works and Bed Bath & Beyond?
I gave him Bath & Body Works.
Bath & Body Works.
Yes. I gave him Bath & Body Works. We went back. Somebody said, you don't even know the players you're drafting. You don't even know the players.
Look, I had a long weekend, okay, but I'm confident in my team.
I gave it to you. Spencer's with the last pick? All right, you got Spencer's.
I'm getting a department store in the last pick. I'm getting Nordstrom.
Okay.
Yeah, Nordstrom's a good pick.
I didn't even think about them.
You guys are busy taking Spencer's and Victoria's Secret like sickos, and I'm getting Nordstrom. Great value.
What's a store in the mall that you miss? Like, if you could go back in time.
FYE.
A good one. I love those kind of stores. I was a big Sam Goody. Loved a Sam Goody.
You're older than me, though. You got to remember that.
Yeah, Radio Shack. You remember Radio Shack back in the day?
Loosely. That's like that's FYE adjacent.
Yeah.
That's because physical media is dying. Somebody said that on the text line, like, who's buying physical copies of games anymore?
I still actually like the physical copies.
We're like 5 years away from that, not even really. I mean, you go to this Target down the street, you can't even buy a CD anymore, and that used to be like a whole department.
Yeah, I would say... I maybe get the disc like 70% of the time. I can always trade the disc back in. That's probably my biggest thing is just, and eventually you can give someone the disc. Like, I beat a game. I don't want this anymore. Here, you can have it now. I don't want to play anymore. I've beat Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu enough. Here, you can have it.
With music now, for me, if it graduates to me actually buying a physical copy of the music, like, this is a classic album, an album that I'm going to be sitting with for years and years to come. Like, even albums I really like, I still don't have the physical copy yet. But, like, if I do have a physical copy of your album, this is an album that I cherish for a very long time.
So let me recap the draft for people that missed it. I have Foot Locker, GameStop, Dillard's, Victoria's Secret, and Sbarro's. You had to take one food place. Aaron has Macy's, Auntie Anne's Pretzels, Borders, Bath & Body Works, and Spencer's. Rob, strong draft from Rob. Finish Line, Panda Express, Lids, Ace&M, and Nordstrom. Those were his mall stores. Be sure to let us know who you thought won the draft. 913-586-7610. Let us know who you think won the mall draft. We did this today because Express, they have filed Chapter 11 bankruptcy. No more Express, potentially.
KB Toys. Now, that was an era. Y'all weren't outside for that.
I miss Toys R Us.
That was a time. I remember when Tickle Me Elmo came out, and I was, like, fighting over toys in a Toys R Us.
What was the toy you really wanted as a kid? Like, what was the thing that you were like, man, I got to have this? Don't give me a video game console. Everybody wanted a PlayStation 2. I mean, like, what was the toy that you really wanted? Mine was, there was this, like, a power wheel. You know, like,
Rock'em Sock'em Robots?
The power wheel. I really wanted a power wheel. Never got one.
This is going to date me. Nintendo DS came out, and I had to have one.
No, don't give me a video game console. You know what, too? Rob, you might remember this because you're older than Lad. Lad's 23, so of course he doesn't remember. You remember when everybody went through that yo-yo phase?
Yo-yo.
And there were so many different yo-yos. There was this one, I think it was called like the X-Brain, I think it was, where you would like spin it and it would like automatically come back up. God, I wanted one of those so bad.
Does the Razor scooter count as a toy?
Because absolutely, yeah.
The Razor scooter give us was
a, hot. Everybody wanted a video game console. Everybody. There's not a single person listening that never wanted a video game console.
Or like a cell phone. You know, like all my friends had cell phones, like Motorola Razor or something like that.
I hate asking you these nostalgic go. You have a lot of strength. That's not a strength of yours.
I can't look back that far.
Going down nostalgic.
From the 2000s.
How? It was 3 weeks ago for you. You were a kid. You just finished high school. What are you talking about? Did you have a Gigapet?
What is that?
Never mind. You want to talk about sports?
Is that like Sims?
I'm just asking. You want to talk about sports?
I have some sports things that we can talk about.
Last mall question. Were you an Abercrombie, Hollister, Aeropostale, or American Eagle guy?
Aeropostale? That's how you pronounce that?
That's how I pronounce it. How do you pronounce it, Rob?
I always said Aeropostale, but...
Yeah,
it's Aeropostale.
Ooh. Ooh.
There you go. I was not that person. I was definitely Abercrombie.
That was not for us, respectfully.
I mean, I just saying.
It may have been for more Rob's demographic.
No, it's 100% was. Rob was going crazy in the buckle.
PacSun, baby. Hitting up PacSun hard.
I used to go to PacSun for the graphic tees back in the day. Yeah, no, I still go to PacSun. I don't mind going in there.
That was never. I was a TJ Maxx kid. I was a Maxinista. You know, I got like.
Whoa. You threw that out there. You looking for an endorsement?
Like that. And then the Marshalls. Like that. Okay, that combo. That fed families where I was from.
I didn't know, man. Yeah. My bad. Are you watching the Royals? Like, are you engaged with the Royals?
Am I engaged? No. But I just watch the box scores right now. I mean,
what would it take for the Royals to get you engaged? Like, you, Aaron Ladd, are like, man, I want to go out to the park today.
June or July. And we said this on a previous segment.
I was just curious what it would take for you to be at that point. I mean, I'm there. I'm engaged with the Royals. I think some of it is the Royals being good is really good for my job. Yeah. People are like, oh, you don't want the Royals to be good. What are you talking about? There are very few places in the city that benefit more from the Royals being good than me.
Than 610 Sports Radio.
Our show's, they play games during our show. Of course I want them to be good. You know what I mean?
It's just so early. We're getting to the 25 game mark. Like, I believe in the formula, and you could see it. Spent money in the offseason, bolstering up the starting rotation, and that part has come through. Sure, there's been some clunkers along the way. For the most part, the starters have put you in success and put you in opportunities to win games. The bullpen's been up and down. The offense has been shaky, as you've pointed out at times, but like, I need to see the formula work more often. I need to see that. That pipeline from the starters to the bullpen and the offense shows up on a consistent basis.
I'm not ready to say it out loud yet, but I think there are a lot of people in Kansas City that are starting to feel the way that I'm maybe coming over to the side. I got to see him do it against somebody that ain't the White Sox.
Far
this season, they have proven they can beat up on the White Sox.
Sure.
Almost everybody this season has proven they can beat up on the White Sox. They haven't really been that consistent outside of beating up on the White Sox. So I just want to see him do it.
Same.
But I'm in. I mean, I'm in. They definitely have my attention. Like yesterday, I went somewhere specifically. Hey, I can watch the NBA playoffs. There's two NBA playoff games, and I can watch the Royals.
You
at the
went
same
to
time.
A bar that had the NBA playoffs on and say, excuse me, can you flip to Bally Sports, Casey?
I went to Hollywood, so they had the sports book, so they already had all the baseball up there. It's actually a very... it's an actual sports book, actually a very low key place to watch the game. It was maybe like 8-10 people in there. Everybody's, got a little action on something. Austin Reeves sold me yesterday. Just absolutely sold me.
Yesterday was for NBA.
An incredible day in the NBA.
Couldn't ask for anything better. I was in Denver, as you mentioned, and city was on fire.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they got the best team in the world.
Sportsbook is a cool place to watch. I ended up in a couple of those too.
You want to go to the sportsbook sometime?
You always say this, like, oh, let's hang out outside of the segment. Let's do something. Let's kick it.
I've asked
and then it's
you
crickets.
I've asked you to hang out multiple
and
times.
Crickets.
And you've never, I literally was like, hey, I had tickets to the first current game and invited you and you didn't come. I don't ask you to hang out and do things. I was like, oh, hey, I got tickets and a parking pass. You should come. It'd be a great time.
You're had to work.
Yeah, at 9, and the game was at 1.
Had to work.
So don't give me that. I try to hang out with you.
We'll make something happen. I need photographic evidence that it happens, too.
Yeah. The NBA playoffs is my second favorite season after the NFL. Like, the NBA playoffs is its own season. Like, absolutely. I know they have a regular season. The NBA regular season and the NBA postseason is not the same product. It's the same people, kind of. It is two completely different products.
You didn't think the officiating was bad last night?
I just think the officiating is bad, period, in all things.
I mean, D'Lo got raked.
No, he did.
But I guess if you're LeBron, you got to hit an open shot at the end.
Had a wide open jumper at the end. Austin Reeves missed a three late, too. And you blew it. If you blow a 20-point lead, I don't want to hear you talking about the officiating on one play. Nah, bro. You did enough other stuff to lose. You can't do that when I just saw Jamal Murray put a step-back Kemba Walker on your boy's head top to win the game, and then he was in a matrix on the bench. Can you imagine you're stuck on the bench, and then the other team is celebrating around you, and you can't get up? That's a clown move.
And then an MSG, the last scramble for the ball with DiVincenzo, that's a lot of contact there. I don't know. I think
I'm saying, like, what I love most about the NBA playoffs is what you're talking about. Is sure. Every night for 2 months, that's how it is. Yeah. You get some bad nights. This weekend was not great.
Oh, no.
All right, we get past this weekend. All right, Monday, boom, two great games. We'll have more great games. It's going to be like this every night for the next 6-7 weeks. Sign me up for that.
Absolutely. I'm in. I want to send a good message to Matt Ryan, man. One of the greatest Falcons of all time, officially hung it up.
You know what? I'll keep you. You can stay a little longer today, man. You can stay a little longer today and get all your sports thoughts out today, man. We're just hanging out today. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison, brought to you by DePasquale Moore. Car wreck? Get the money you deserve. Mike's got this on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Aaron Ladd is here. I don't know how long he'll be here, but he's here.
I'm here for a good time, not a long time.
Yeah, you know what, Aaron? Today's just been about vibes, man. You know, it's a Tuesday. In a good mood. Rob's in a good mood. You know, we're just having a good time. Do you want to do you can talk about whatever you want now, or do you want to wait? Because we will give you your time. If you want to take it, hey, I'm ready to take my time. You can't do it in the middle of what we're talking about. You can either have it now or right before you leave. One of the two.
I want to get it now because I want to hear you respond.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Rob, you're ready? Rob, are we giving him a minute? Or are we giving him 2 minutes? You want to give him 2 minutes?
2 minutes. Oof.
We're going to give you 2 minutes. You know, let's give you 90 seconds. Okay. How about that? We're going to give you 90. We're going to give you a 90. We're going to give you a 90. We're not going to give you the extra 30. We're going to give you 90 seconds. This is 90 seconds for you, Aaron Ladd. You can talk about whatever you want for 90 seconds.
This is sports adjacent for the second
whatever
time
you
in
want
a row.
It to be. Hit it, Rob.
Yeah, I just wanted to send my love out to Matt Ryan. He officially hung it up yesterday, retired, signed a one-day deal as an Atlanta Falcon to hang it up there. And I don't even want to say arguably, because I really do think he is the greatest Atlanta Falcon ever. If you consider when he came into that franchise, the turmoil that was going on in the aftermath of the Mike Vick situation, Matt Ryan steps in as kind of the, I don't want to say golden boy, chosen one. What he did for the franchise, yes, 28-3 is a big mark, and it's obviously something that will follow him and the franchise forever, but the stability that he offered, obviously 2016 NFL MVP, four-time Pro Bowler. I don't know if he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. I posted this on X earlier today, but certainly.
I know he's not.
This is my 2 minutes. My bad. 90 seconds. Matt Ryan should be in the Hall of Fame or the Hall of Very Good. I think that. Don't give me that look. Salute Matt Ryan, the Ice Cubes, the whole family, what he meant to the city. It's a big shoes to fill. Still looking for a quarterback in the aftermath of that. Don't know if Kirk Cousins is the guy. But obviously Matt Ryan means a lot to not only the city of Atlanta, but this little Atlanta kid as well, who is apparently 15, according to Carrington.
All right.
Did I even fill a full 90 there?
You got enough. All right. You know we love a good Hall of Fame debate.
Yeah. I know which way this is going to. I know I'm a little biased.
Okay. Just we ain't gotta have it then. If you acknowledge your bias, then we don't have to have the conversation.
Well, it's easier also to get into the Hall now. Like, let's not.
I don't know if it's easier to get in a quarterback, though. I mean, it might be easier at some other position. I don't think it's easier at QB.
Matt Ryan's a Hall of Famer.
There we go.
He's right on the fringe, but he's in.
What are we doing?
Can I get the full numbers? So just
what were we doing? Matt Ryan was not one of the 8 best quarterbacks of his era, and he's a Hall of Famer. We know he was not one of the 8 of his era. Matt Ryan was drafted, what, 08? He was
correct.
Maybe 9th, 10th. Breeze was better than him. Roethlisberger had a better career than he had. Brady, man.
Wait, because Roethlisberger got the one title? That's it?
He has 2.
He does?
Roethlisberger had 2. Yeah, 2, and he did 3 appearances. Yeah. What are we doing with Matt Ryan? Stop it. We don't think he's not.
60,000 career passing yards, 367
Matt Ryan was definitely good
touchdowns.
For a long time. I don't deny that. He was absolutely good for a long time. There's no question.
Career passer rating, 4-time Pro Bowler, Offensive Rookie of the Year, NFL MVP, 73 career, 300 passing yard games.
Okay.
I mean, look, I hear the debate. I've had this debate for a long time with people outside the
city. Can I give you the last, like, modern quarterbacks to go in?
Go ahead.
So Peyton Manning was the last quarterback to get in.
How did he get in?
Kurt Warner, Brett Favre. I don't know if you would count Warren Moon as a current quarterback. Troy Aikman and Steve Young. That's the category that Matt Ryan's in?
No.
That matters to me. It's big on who are the last people at your position to get in. Are you in that conversation? Matt Ryan's not in that conversation, and that's okay. He's going to go in the Atlanta Falcons Hall of Fame.
Ring of Honor. Get
the express pass to Magic City whenever you want to go. They should give him his own wing flavor. Matt Ryan wings. He's not a Hall of Famer. We know that.
When was the last time an MVP wasn't a Hall of Famer?
I mean, Cam Newton's not going in the Hall of Fame.
I mean, they were back-to-back years, but before that, Adrian Peterson, Hall, Peyton Manning, Hall, Aaron Rodgers, weirdo, but Hall, Tom Brady, Hall, LT, Hall,
yeah,
Sean
Matt
Alexander's interesting.
Matt Ryan is the worst MVP of our generation.
God, all right.
I guess other than Cam.
We're starting with respect and we're ending on...
Well, Rich Gannon.
Okay. 20 years ago. Matt Ryan is the worst MVP in the last 20 years.
This is so influenced by that game, though, also, because if they win and they finish off that 28-3,
you're right.
He's in the Hall of Fame.
And
he's not the reason they lost that game either.
You're right. That's the line between being good and great.
That's just sick.
I mean, I'm sitting here looking at it. He might honestly be the worst in the last 20 years. I mean, Matt Ryan won it in 16. Now you're like getting to running backs, guys that were just really good. Sean Alexander was really good. I guess, I mean, is Matt Ryan better than Steve McNair? Like, if we're going, like, all time, you consider Matt Ryan a better quarterback than Steve McNair?
Yes.
Where are you at, Rob? Is Matt Ryan better
Matt Ryan's better than Steve McNair. Steve McNair split his awards for MVP,
didn't he? Yeah, with Peyton.
I thought he was Peyton Jamal Lewis. He was the big split.
No, I'm looking at it right. I mean, so what happened that year was, you know, there's the AP award, then it's the Pro Football Writers. So he split the AP one, and then Jamal Lewis won the Pro Football Writers one. So it was 3 people that won MVP that year, which was a very, very odd year in NFL history for 3 different people to be thought of to be the MVP.
I don't know if MVP automatically equates also that you were the best player that year. Like, that's such a narrative-driven award. We were like on the doorsteps of Carson Wentz being an MVP once. Like, I see this argument going both ways. I know how I side, and I know why I side on that side of the fence, but...
Let me ask you this. Is Matt Stafford a Hall of Famer?
I would not vote for Matthew Stafford.
No. I think Matt Ryan's better than Matthew Stafford, so I think this is one notch up. It's the same argument.
I think Matt Stafford's in, and I think that ring has a big reason why.
Yeah, then the Hall of Fame just... maybe I just have to come around to the fact of like our generation has just like we have lowered the bar for the Hall of Fame.
Also, you're kind of discounting the years of consistency. Like,
no, he was good for a while. That matters. That's an argument of why.
I think 10 years of being in the top 15 is extremely valuable. I mean, you're saying, oh, if you weren't in the top three any of those years and you're not Hall of Fame.
Yeah, you were never.
It's still worthy of consideration if you've been a top 15 quarterback for 10 years. One of those years you were on the doorstep of winning a championship. Like, yeah.
I guess one of my qualifications is if we have to debate if you are a Hall of Famer, then you're not a Hall of Famer, because that's you. That's not. And now in the NFL, now in basketball, they just let everybody in.
Well, it's also just a basketball Hall of Fame.
Chauncey Billups is going to be in the Pro Basketball Hall of Fame. I don't consider Matt Ryan to be an all-time great quarterback. Matt Ryan was a very good quarterback. Matt Ryan, I would say, if he gets in the Hall of Fame, he is maybe the quarterback who benefits most from the era that he plays in. Just the fact of you were able to play in an era in which you could just put up crazy numbers at the position.
I don't know if you think of him when you think of quarterbacks putting crazy numbers up at that position.
If he makes
prime,
it to the Hall of Fame, it's because he played in the 2000s. He would not have made the quarter. He would not have made the Hall of Fame in the 90s.
People discount that Falcons team a lot, too. Like, that 2016-2017 Falcons offense with Kyle Shanahan at the helm. One of the greatest NFL offenses of all time.
Here we go.
Of all time.
Here we
go. That team was putting up 30 a week.
No, they were putting up 30 a week. They had a very good run. They had a very good run.
I still have nightmares about that.
What do you want the Chiefs to do in the draft?
Tackle. Wide receiver.
I'm actually kind of coming on that side about offensive line in the first round. Like, if you're asking me today, what do I want them to do? I want them to go offensive line.
Fill a need. Plug a hole. Give yourselves more options. I didn't tune in specifically to the Brett Veach thing, as you mentioned. I was away. But
I mean, you didn't miss anything. Those are the most worthless press conferences of the year from the general manager. He says the same thing every
Veach
single year.
Is a talky guy, though. He says a lot. I bet
without saying anything,
he says things where sometimes I think Andy and them would listen to them and say, "You didn't have to say that."
Yeah, I mean,
you could have left that.
I saw him from a year talk about how much they wanted to keep Tyrann Mathieu, and like, stop it. They don't say anything.
Well, you got to know what you're listening to. Also, I think sometimes the average fan hears Brett Veach and Andy Reid say things, and they don't understand that there's a message underneath. It's like an encrypted code saying.
Yeah, it's like listening to Kendrick Lamar. You got to like have supersonic hearing. You got to hear it at a different frequency in order to catch what he's saying.
Like
he says the same thing every year. There's always between 14 and 18 people that they have as first round picks. Anything is possible. They got to take best player available, sure, but they're not opposed to moving up. It's the same thing every single year.
Him saying, and Andy Reid kind of saying this as well, I wonder what your thoughts on this. Kadarius Toney is our most talented wide receiver, and we're not giving up on him just yet. That, to me, was one of the key encrypted messages that we've been getting from the Kansas City brass this offseason. We still believe in Kadarius Toney. How big is that belief? And what is that belief going to foster into?
Nothing. It's just them talking. I made this analogy earlier on Twitter. If you were still buying the he's explosive, you were making the argument for someone who shoots like 28% and like, oh, that guy's a good shooter. No, he's not a good shooter. He's not a good shooter. He's not explosive. You know what Kadarius Toney is? He did a cool thing one time.
It won you a Super Bowl, Dot. You can't do that. You can't do that.
Rob and I might be the only two people that don't feel that way.
You can't do that.
It was a big play in a game. You're right.
He also scored a touchdown in that game.
You would have
so did Sky Moore. So did Sky Moore. Don't do that. No one
scored a touchdown in that game.
That's the wrong show for that. Sky Moore scored a touchdown too. No one loves him.
Kadarius Toney made a play one time. Kadarius Toney is the guy who made like that really good joke that one time, and every time he's gonna remind you and had everybody dying laughing. Like, bro, I've heard this story before. You've told me this.
Kadarius Toney is the athlete where if you're playing, throw him up, bust him up in the backyard. He's impossible to tackle. I mean, he's jitterbug. He's moving around. He's the most athletic guy on the field. But if you could sign him up for organized football and tell him, this is your playbook. Be here at this time. Lifting is this time. We need you to show up and do this. It's not going to look the same. It's not going to feel the same. You're not going to get the same result. He's a guy that struggled in that system. And that's what makes me think that it was such an encrypted message. And the encrypted messages we've been getting from KC this offseason is about them still believing in them. There's been nothing that has fostered that belief after last year.
Do you want a hot take that I have in relation to this? I think this is the Madden influence. I think Madden has influenced the way that we all think about football. Number one, we all think we could call plays because we've done it for 20 years of our life. Like, we all think we know when you should do. Everybody thinks they could be an offensive coordinator. No, you couldn't. You were an average Madden player. You could not. No, you're not a good play caller. And you and I both play Madden enough. You know the guy that always works? The fast guy. You have taken out the better player in Madden to put in the less talented player because of the speed rating. And you can always make that player work on Madden. So when you get a player like that in real life, it doesn't make sense to you why it doesn't work. Like, Kadarius Toney has all the things. Oh, he's fast. He's shifty. He can do all of these moves. How can it not work? How many guys in the league are like Kadarius Toney?
There's not many.
I'm saying is a guy who's not a star player. Like, nobody's saying that. Like a third or fourth, like, role guy.
Are you talking about from just, like, a talent perspective?
That, like, doesn't have a defined – he is not proven he's an NFL running back. And for a guy who people think is a gadget guy, they don't give him carries or they don't use him how people see him use in his mind. He has less than 900 yards receiving in 3 years in the league and is averaging 9 yards a catch. He is not an explosive player. He is not a productive player. You know who he is? The text line just said it. He's John Ross. He is a failed version of Tavon Austin is who he is.
I think the rebuttal is, and I can't believe I'm on this side of the fence.
Go ahead and be on the Kadarius Toney side.
He's 25 years old, which, spoiler alert, that's actually younger than me. So think about what his nostalgia factor is. And he's made a big play for you on the biggest stage. I think a lot of the encrypted messages are trying to keep his stock high because we could potentially see him moved after the draft.
What's stock high? I wouldn't give you...
They could still move him.
For what? We just saw a quarterback, Zach Wilson, get traded. They swapped seventh-round picks. He plays QB.
Still moving.
I'm not giving you – I wouldn't give you a – there's nothing I would give you for Kadarius Toney. Not anything.
All right, so you keep him and you invest in him. You're already pot committed in him.
Just think about it. Just think about it. If I'm another team, it couldn't work for you with Travis Kelce, Patrick Mahomes, and Andy Reid.
Yes.
Now I'm going to trade a sixth-round pick to see if it can work for my team?
He's still on the rookie contract.
I wouldn't give you a gift card for Kadarius Toney. Cut him. I wouldn't give you anything for him.
You're going to cut your most talented wide receiver?
Okay. I'm telling you, I really think someone on there says, I'm telling you, because you and I both – there is always a guy on Madden that is so much better on the game than he is in real life, and it never makes sense to see why it doesn't work. Rudy Gay was that player on NBA 2K. Trevor Ariza. Oh, my goodness. Trevor Ariza could do everything on the game. Dunk, shoot threes. Oh, he was amazing. He wasn't doing that in real life. I really think that's what it is with Kadarius Toney. You see it, and it works. And we've all had that player. Mine was DeAnthony Thomas. When the Chiefs got DeAnthony Thomas, I was like, oh, my God, this is going to work. People felt that about Dexter McCluster. Everybody has their quarterback that they love that didn't work out. Everybody has their gadget player that they were convinced was going to work that just didn't work. Who's yours? Who's your gadget player?
Gadget player who didn't work out. Ugh.
No, mine's DeAnthony Thomas. Who's yours, Rob?
Mine probably is DeAnthony Thomas too, but I mean, I really fell for it with Tavon Austin. Not going to lie to you. They were early days of the Big 12, and them and Baylor were putting up video game numbers, and I thought, oh, this guy can play running back and wide receiver. Oh, he's a star.
I also think, in relation to that, too, I think everybody has that. Like, there was a failed player in another generation that you think would work. Like, a lot of K-State fans, Michael Bishop would be that. Oh, man, Michael Bishop, if he played today, he would be your guy. Like, I feel that way about Peter Warwick. Peter Warwick was just drafted in the wrong time.
What about MPJ at Mizzou?
He's working out.
He played three games as a Tiger?
I don't even know if you can count them as games. He checked into the games. I don't know if it could count. He's having a rough go of it right now on, like, the family side of it. It's not going good right now for the family side with him.
You know, there's not many things that I won't talk about on radio, but I'm going to leave that one to you.
It's not going good. I'm not a good guy to say nothing else. It's not going good right now.
I'm going to leave that one to you.
Who do you think has a better haircut, you or Michael Porter Jr.?
I actually need a cut right now.
I'm just, who you think? I've never seen a hair out of place on Michael Porter's head. Every time, crisp. He has to get his hair cut six times a week.
Big shot last night.
Do you listen to his podcast?
I've seen a couple clips floating around. That feels like you right up your alley.
No chance.
You listen to just some nasty pods.
No chance.
You listen to the Joy Taylor and
No, I listen to Joe Budden podcast. That's enough toxic energy in my life. I don't need any more. nothing less. I don't need the Michael Porter podcast in my life. No thanks. You got it, Mike.
new media. Hashtag new media.
Yeah, hashtag new media. No, you got it. Aaron Ladd is joining us in studio. Aaron Ladd, you know what? Before we get you out of here, I want to do something that I don't think we've ever done with you before.
Thank me.
Random question time. You ready to just answer people's random questions? 913-586-7610.
Sure. Let's do it.
Who would you consider to be your, like, inspiration? Like, who's somebody you're like, oh, this person inspires me?
There's a couple cop-out answers here.
Yeah, don't give me no.
Mom, dad, thank you so much for listening.
There has to be somebody that you're like, oh, I really like that person. Like Bill Simmons. I really appreciate it. Bill Simmons saw the internet before any other media person saw it. Like, okay. That's inspiring.
So you're going professional with this.
Yes, I wasn't expecting you to tell us how much you love your grandmother. Everybody loves their grandmother.
But Monty Jones was the first guy in sports media where I was like, oh, he does it like his own way. And he's not afraid to like make people mad and also be like intelligent with his takes as well. He's always been someone that I thought was interesting.
Someone on the text line says you have 11 toes. Is that true?
No.
I don't know. Linda Cohn has 11 toes. I didn't know.
Who said that?
She has said she has 11 toes.
Where's the extra one?
I don't know. I've never seen her feet.
Is it like close to the baby toe or is it close to the big toe? If somebody had two big toes, that'd be strange.
Would you rather have two thumbs or two pinkies?
Two thumbs. Thumbs like are useful.
Okay, everyone has two thumbs.
Huh?
Everyone already has two
thumbs. I mean like on your same hand.
Like what are you talking about?
Like on your same hand, would you rather have two thumbs or two pinkies on your same hand? So if you had like an extra finger.
The pinky doesn't even really, I mean, what do you use that for?
I feel like you would be a really great pitcher if you had an extra pinky. Like if you had that third pinky on there and you like got even like, oh my goodness, the curve would really be curving.
That's got to be performance enhancing somehow.
If the Chiefs don't win the Super Bowl, who wins it?
Oh gosh. Detroit Lions, why not? Or the San Francisco 49ers.
Who's the team that you hate the most?
The New Orleans Saints.
Okay, that's
without hesitation.
Fair. Do you hate the Saints more or KU?
KU. Oh, that picture of Taylor Swift in the KU sweatshirt, like that.
Rob sent that to me. I was like, God. She sews like you do. I was like, bro, if you don't get this off my
KU
phone.
KU fans, they took that for a victory lap as if that was like a championship for them.
I reported Rob to HR when he did that.
You walk into Allen Fieldhouse and there's going to be a picture of Taylor Swift in a KU sweatshirt.
How many chicken nuggets could you eat in one sitting? Just like straight McNuggets. How many
any sauce?
You
or am
down?
I just going?
Yeah, you can pick a sauce.
Between like 30 and 35.
What drink do you get at McDonald's? There's only
Sprite.
Two possible options.
Sprite or Coke.
You know what I'll throw out there? Hi-C Orange. Love a McDonald's Hi-C Orange.
I used to like their sweet tea a lot.
I'm not a big tea person, actually. What's your order when you go to Waffle House?
This is a very boring, very boring.
You just get the all-star?
No, I just do two waffles and a full bacon.
Okay. Let's say it's a young lady that you think is really attractive and you're pursuing her.
Okay.
And she's like, I want you to plan a date. And you're like, all right, cool, I can do that. How would you plan it?
Depends on where we are in the courting process.
This is the first one.
This is the first one?
This is the, you guys have been DMing back and forth, and she's like, you know, I'm not doing the pullover at the house. I want you to take me on a real
date.
Okay,
I don't do the pullover at the house. That's your swag.
Okay, my bad. I don't for all the phrases that you've said on this show, I don't believe you. I don't believe you.
Anybody
that called it tail house, let's not. You're not above the, hey, I'm coming over to hang out and watch television.
You
stop
say
it.
Swiping and piping.
Yeah,
far
now,
too
now
often.
It's like, oh, I don't do that. Stop it. You don't got to lie on this show. All right. This is an honest space. That's
I actually
how we
had
try
a,
to keep
I had a date the other day. Golden Rabbit. We went to Golden Rabbit there on 39th. Okay. Solid little thing.
You
had
got
a couple
Pizza Tassio right next door. Some of the best pizza in town.
I did not.
Ask Rob. He can hook you up.
I will be stopping there next time. Usually after that, I'll do like a tiki taco or a high dive, you know, if I'm in the 39th area. So, yeah, something quick. Something
next
easy.
Time you're over in that area, be sure to take her by Miami Ice. I'm a big Miami Ice person.
Too sweet for me.
I love a Miami Ice.
Too sweet. It's not hot enough for that yet. Like, when it's 90 out, the Miami Ice hits. When it's 65.
A little ice with a little custard at the bottom going crazy. Do you want me to sew you something? Oh. I sewed Rob a pillow. I made Rob a pillow a couple days ago.
Was that the T-shirt pillow?
Yeah. You saw the?
You're still in class right now?
Yeah, I'm in 102 right now.
Where are these classes at?
Called the Sewing Lab. I can make you a pillow if you want one.
Is anything in there?
It's people learning how to sew is what it is.
Nothing going on?
It's people learning how to sew. I'm there to learn how to sew.
Cross stitch
some. And be the best. That's what we're actually working on right now. We're working on all the different kind of seams that you can make.
Sure. Sew me something. Like a little coin purse or something like that. I don't know.
What's one restaurant in Kansas City that you've never been to that you always want to go? For me, it's Golden Ox. I don't know why I've never been, but at some point in my life, I'd love to go to the Golden Ox.
What's the one that's right next to Extra Virgin?
I don't know, actually.
Is that? That's not Rock Hill, is it?
No. Stock Hill is
Stock.
One that I really want to get to.
Okay.
Once I get into your tax bracket, then I'll be able to.
I mean, if you weren't, you spent 7 days in Denver. you were out here smoking Stock Hill money. Is what it sounds like.
It was a bachelor party.
It sounds to me like you were smoking it.
You talking about Farina?
Yes, Farina.
Okay. You love a cafe trio. We do know that.
I still got a couple back for them. I'm gonna pull up on them one day with just three.
Well, they don't let you stack them, so.
Really?
That's a one per.
I just don't want you to. I don't want you to spend $300 and then all of a sudden they hit you with the card and now you sit there and you're confused. Well, I don't want that to happen.
We would be rolling up our sleeves and getting in the back.
Dishes in the back. Got to roll up his sleeves. Before we get out of here, when does Kendrick respond?
Soon.
No, give me a. When is he responding?
You never responded to my text about the AI song either.
I didn't know if you texted me about it.
I think he's going to wait it out now at this point.
Okay. I was just curious to know. All right. He's down, though. We know that, right? Kendrick is down right now.
Well, yeah, because he's hiding.
Okay, he's down. I'm just saying, for somebody who for years is like, I'm the boogeyman, don't say nothing to me, or I've... One person keeps saying something to you, and you're just...
It took him a week and some change to respond.
Yeah, he got off tour, instantly just started making fun of you again. Like, all right, you're 5'1". Stop calling yourself Big Stepper. You're a kid size. You wore a size 7 shoe. How are you talking like this? Aaron Ladd joins us on the show today. Aaron Ladd, you know what, man? I appreciate you from the bottom of my heart.
That was very kind of you, Dot. Appreciate you and Rob. The imaging, it feels good. We're finally professionals in here now.
We're absolutely doing our best. Be sure to check out the podcast page. We did a mall draft earlier today. Aaron came in last place, which is per usual, given where he works. Coming up on the other side, we'll talk about the NFL draft. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.